The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. It is the 10th day of August 2020. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller today, off on administrative duties. John, if you're listening, you owe me huge. Today is the beginning of Shark Week. And thank God I have a DVR, so I got the recorder going here, and I will not miss an episode of Shark Week. It's best to watch it in person, but at least I got the DVR. So, John, you owe me big. Today is Shark Week. Speaking of which, heck, there's not Alligator Week or Gator Week or Croc Week. I feel kind of cheated down here in Florida because we're surrounded by water and gators everywhere. But Shark Week is the beginning today. Good stuff. Good stuff. If you hear me say ooh or ah here and there, it's because, I got it in the distance here, and that just means a great white jumped out of the water and grabbed a seal. So I'll try to contain myself and stay with the storyline, what we're talking about tonight, but it is Shark Week, so we'll see. Well, can we get away talking about COVID? You know, when I was a young boy, there was a C word my father said you should never, ever, ever, ever say. I think you probably know what that C word is. It would apply to a very nasty, nasty woman. I guess there are appropriate times maybe to use that. I don't know. Is there or is there not? Maybe. We'll put a question mark over that. But the other C word is right now is COVID. COVID, COVID, COVID. You turn it on TV and there's nothing but COVID. It's saturated in the news each and every day. I want to turn the news on. I want to turn the TV on. I want to see what the weather is for today. I don't want to hear any more COVID news. I don't want to hear about more restrictions. I don't want to talk about what I can do and what I can't do and the control issue over this whole issue. I'm sick of it. I think you probably are sick of it too. It's interesting. What is off the radar since COVID is the primary story? Everybody wants to talk about COVID. There are books being written now by so-called experts. I belong to this discount book club here called Edward R. Hamilton Book Club. And they send you all these booklets, and they have these discounts, and they're really slashed down to nothing. I guess they just can't sell them. But, of course, I looked through it just browsing the other day and saw that COVID virus books are out there now. Boom, 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 a couple of them. And maybe we'll find one. Maybe someone will there'll be an author out there who will come forth and actually maybe, cross our fingers, write a book about the fraud of COVID, because these books I'm seeing right now are nothing more than they believe what Anthony Fauci is talking about, and they're just going to, they just took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. They took the bait on this one, and it is a fraud. It is probably one of the greatest outside of the World Trade Center attacks, the inside job on that one. But outside of that, this is probably one of the greatest psyops, COVID-19 psyops, we have ever had pulled on the American people. I got that off my chest. I came up with a new acronym. You know, we talk about MAGA, Make America Great, or Make America Great Again. I came up with a new one, and I have to look to the citizens in Berlin, Germany. 1.3 million of them got in the streets and finally said, I am tired of this. I We're sick of COVID. We're sick of the quarantine. We're sick of masks, and we're not going to take it anymore. They had a Howard Beale moment of the network. They came out and they said, we're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. I love that. They have the heart of a lion, a roaring lion. And then I look back here in the United States, and what do I see? People scrambling around with their little masks on, the fear in their eyes. They don't have the lion. They have the lamb, the timid lamb. Look, and they're pitiful. I'm sorry, but they really are, and they're unreachable. They're unreachable. I'm not wasting my time with them anymore, and it is what it is. There are stupid people on the planet. They walk among us, and we should not waste our time with stupid people. Just go back to when Michael Jackson was in his troubles with the pedophilia thing here, sleeping with little boys, and you had the O.J. Simpson here. You always have stupid people who believe, who don't want to look at the evidence of what's going on. They don't want to believe it. They just don't want to believe it, and they deny the evidence. And we've got a lot of people who are denying the evidence. We've talked about padding the numbers. We've talked about all that. We've talked about the masks not giving you protection. We've shown the studies. We've talked about the cures, you know, using zinc and zithromycin and hydroxychloroquine. And then, of course, that was all scrubbed. Anything that's truthful has to be scrubbed because there's only one viewpoint on this. There's only one voice on this, and they are the experts. They're the voice. Isn't that the red flag right there that you have no other choices to look at for news on this subject matter? It's one view only. Take it or leave it, and that's the way it is. That's how you spot the agenda. That's how you spot the lie, is that there's only one viewpoint on this. I've got an article here came to me in the Epoch Times or Epoch Times. The Great Mask Debate. There's a woman on an aircraft. She's got her mask on. She has a face shield, and she's looking down at her phone. The Great Mask Debate. Has there been much of a debate on the mask at all? No. There's no debate. It's one viewpoint only, and you must obey and comply. You must be a good little patriot, a good citizen, and you must not question ever, because we would never lie to you, right? How many times have they lied to us? Jeez, I lost count of how many times the government, not just this administration, past administrations also, government lies to the people. And I guess if I had to say anything to anybody in line, staying in line gives me the stink eye look for not wearing a mask, I would have to ask them one question. Do you believe your government always tells you the truth? And if they say yes, I walk away. I mutter to myself, you're a moron. I'm not wasting my time with you. Governments have admitted lying to their own people. Propaganda is a lie to the people, which is not, it's not unlawful. It's not illegal to spin untruths, propaganda. It should be. It's not a white lie. You remember that old white lie thing when you were a kid? You told a lie, but if you told a lie, it's not so bad. We call that a white lie. There's no such thing. A white lie? We're bringing race into this now. White. Why not a black lie? Why not a brown lie? A lie is a lie. There's not one a little softer and a little more easy to take. It's a lie, you know. No, it's a lie. A lie is a lie. So I gotta commend the people in Berlin there. 1.3 million to the streets said I've had enough. That's what we need here. And we had a little taste of that starting this week or beginning last week sometime. We got the bikers in Sturgis. God bless you guys. You bikers, you've got big balls. I love you. We need more people like that. 250,000 are convening on in South Dakota there for their big annual bike festival, Sturgis. I've been to this region where Mount Rushmore is. It's a beautiful place, and I'm glad that they just pretty much told Anthony Fauci, Fauci off. I love that, Fauci off. They're going to go have fun. They're going to have their biker chicks there. They're going to have bands, music, and they're going to have all kinds of fun. And they're not going to be six feet apart. If anything, they'll be stuck to each other, if you know what I mean. A lot of stuff goes on there at those bike rallies. Amazing. Well, commend them, the bikers. Good for them. Did a lot of work this week. Actually, I was on 1360 AM KHNC with Steve Starrs today and Dave, our own Crucial Nonsense Dave. Thank you guys for inviting me aboard. I'm going to do a couple more days with them and then do my own thing here. I like working with these guys. They're good guys. And they have the same message as everybody on RBN, pretty much. The truth, it really does matter. And because you can handle the truth, we talk about the topics and the subject matter that you can handle. We don't pussyfoot around on the topics. I never have. That's probably why I get hate mail, because I don't pussyfoot around on the topics. You hate it when everybody loves you. I get once in a while you say, okay, but, oh, we love you. That's cool. Okay. But I can't be always right, and I'm always accountable for what I say. I've eaten crow since I've been here on the network, coming up on 3 years. I've eaten crow, I think, twice. I've come back and said, geez, I got that one wrong. Better eat my crow. Throw a little BBQ on there. Eat my crow. Well, let's get to a little bit of the COVID news. I'm going to go into a couple different things tonight. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. Open phone lines as usual, 1-800-313-9443. I want to hear what you've got to say, too. Let's try to stay on topic, but I want to hear what you have to say. This is your network. RBN is your network. It's the only network I know where you can call in, and we really don't stifle you and contain you. We do ask that you keep your language clean. We ask no F-bombs, and not even for our own staff here. I have to bite my tongue a couple times here when I get really heated and angry. I want to say it. I want to say it. I want to get angry. I want to hit something. I want to throw something. But I'm going to contain myself and try to be civil about the show tonight. So 1-800-313-9443. Let's start off the news I got today, watching the news a little bit. I had to see what my local news was doing, talking about Broward County here in Florida. Everybody, every county is doing something different. This is funny because nobody is on the same page with the COVID-19. But they're all off the page, but they're not on the same page. Does that make sense? But Broward County will be starting their schools back up around, August 19th. They'll be starting back to school. And a classroom that would normally be 20 students will now be only 8 students because of the 6-foot social distancing rule. They've got big squares on the floor with the student's seat in the center, and it's 6 feet from the other square. So they'll have 8 in a classroom where you normally would have 20. This is laughable. When I saw the newscaster talking about this, he had the biggest smirk on his face, and I think right after they panned away from him, I'm willing to bet they cut the feed off on him, and he was probably laughing his ass off because this is so embarrassingly funny that you just want to call it out and laugh at it. But I'm sure if he did, he would have been going against the narrative, and they would have said, you know, get to pick your check up. You're done here. You must go along with what we say here. But it was quite obviously, it was very silly. The teacher will be behind a bulletproof glass by the desk, and the children will all be having their little masks on, 6 foot apart. At lunchtime, they may pull their mask down to take a bite of food, and I guess then they have to put it right back up. This is amazing. You can't get any dumber than this, but it's reality. This is what's really going on in the year 2020. I knew 2020 was going to be interesting. It's like the date was picked for something just like this. 2020 meaning clear vision, a clear vision of something, whether it's your eyesight or a clear vision on looking at what's going on around you. Well, this is interesting stuff. 2020, we have COVID-19. This is amazing. I knew something was going to happen. I just did not know. I just thought it was going to be a market crash. Pretty much that was it. Didn't know how they were going to do it other than the usual way they do it, and that's actually starting a war with somebody. That usually tanks the economy. But they did it with the invisible enemy, a virus, and they blamed it on China. Isn't that great? Killing two birds with one stone. It doesn't fall on the shoulders of Donald Trump. They get to blame China, even though they funded the research at the Wuhan lab, $3.7 million. They're all part of it. And then they blame the other guy. They don't take credit for it at all. It happened. It's Wuhan, China. They tanked our economy. you're out of a job because of China. Not me. I had the economy going great. The economy was growing. It was growing leaps and bounds. We had hundreds of thousands of jobs being created each month. We were bringing back manufacturing. Lie. But of course, you could say all you want, but no, the economy was so strong. The markets are record highs. The NASDAQ, the S&P 500. Amazing. And then it all comes crashing down. And it's not my fault. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's Wuhan, China. Those evil, evil Chinese people. They did this to us. They're stealing our manufacturing. In the middle of the night, they creep over here and take a manufacturing, a company, and take it to their country and set up shop. Oh, we didn't have any part of this. The politicians had no part of sending over U.S. manufacturing to their country. They played no part in it. No, just in the middle of the night, they creeped in and stole our manufacturing, and we're very angry about it now. Only a moron would buy that, and that's the narrative that they're actually been talking. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have been saying the same thing. They came, they stole our industries. They stole our industries. No, no, you actually wrote the laws to allow that to happen. You get to avoid the EPA standards. You get to avoid unions, get rid of unions. No worry about union labor laws. You don't have to worry about strikes anymore, pay raises. You get cheap, cheap, cheap labor in another foreign country. And then you can send it back and mark it up and make a huge, massive profit. Huge, massive profit. So my new acronym is, you got, like I said, MAGA or MAGA, Make America Great Again. Mine is GACA, G-A-C-A. And I'm thinking about making some shirts on this or some hats. GACA, G-A-C-A, and it's Give America Courage Again. These people running around with the masks, they don't have the heart of the lion. They have the heart of the timid, fearful lamb. Little lambs, afraid, driving around in their cars by themselves, wearing a mask, on a bike trail, nobody near, with a mask. Amazing. Oh, it blows my mind of how many stupid people live in this country. You know, to make America great, or to make it great again, I don't know where that came from again. Can you point to a period of time where it was great, and then we went downhill, and now we need to make it great again? Can anybody tell me the timeline for when it was great, when it became not great, and now that we need to make it great again? Anybody have an idea? I don't know. I'm 59 years old. I can't tell you. I thought I had it pretty good as a kid growing up. My teens, my early 20s and 30s were fine. You know, the crap didn't start until a couple years ago with government getting out of control, being abusive, surveillance, spying on the citizens, the secrecy, the lying, the transparency that we never got from any of these administrations. I love that one. They go into office, transparency. Yes, we will be transparent, so you will see what we're doing. Well, none of that has ever happened. There's no transparency. There's major secrecy. There's major deals being made in back rooms. And you're getting taken advantage of. No doubt about it. There's so much stealing going on right now. It would make your head spin. You'd be like on The Exorcist, your head spinning around and spitting the green bile out. I kid you not, how much money is being looted right now from the American people. And John has a dream of, you know, Donald Trump taking on the Fed and eliminating the Fed. I pray that happens. Because the money system and the central bankers are the problem. Short break. We'll be right back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And before I start taking the calls, we're starting to line up now. I must have said something right or said something wrong. Going back to this smaller class size from 20 down to 8, I mean, this is amazing. This is so ridiculous. But I will make one prediction in the 2020-2021 school year. This is a prediction. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be right on this one. We will not see any school shootings in 2023-2021. I'm willing to bet we don't see any school shootings. What do you think? Parents aren't going to be fearful. Oh, my God, my child's in school and somebody walks in on the campus. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's no students. We're going to be taking our classes online, virtual reality. Well, you parents who paid your taxes for the schools and the roads are due for a major refund because your brick and mortar schools are not going to be used. And you're due a refund. So your college kids the same. You're due a refund. You're going to miss out on the college experience. No fun. School at home. That sounds like a ball, doesn't it? All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Let's start off with, Chris in Las Vegas. You're on the show.
Well, good
Chris,
morning,
are you there?
Steve. Well, good afternoon. I am. Good afternoon, Steve.
Good.
Perhaps they haven't clued me in yet. Hello?
I'm here. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, Steve, it's my contention that Mr. Gates, Fauci, and the whole nest of vipers that are in cahoots together on this diabolical plot to take over the world and destroy it are a bunch of charlatans, snake oil salesmen, and that they are actually committing an act of bioeconomic and human terrorism by this plan demonic that they have unleashed on the world. And if we go back to their Rockefeller and then later on their Johns Hopkins University association with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, it was called Event or Exercise 20.1. If we take a delve into geometria and add 2 and 1, it becomes 3 and becomes a 3-prong, a trish or trident attack on the world. Then we also have Nancy Felucifer. I believe that's Tony Alessandro, the mob boss back where she came from. I think it was New Jersey, a mafia princess that she is. And her father was the creator of Mossad, as I read. And therefore, she is actually committing an act of mutiny, insurrection, revolutionary takeover, trying to take down the president of the United States. Seems to me that should be an act of war and be grounds for her treasonous arrest, along with people who are aiding and abetting and carrying out this monstrous fraud on America to destroy the country.
Right.
What do you think?
No, I agree. I agree. We don't have a rule of law right now, Chris, if you notice that. We really don't even have a constitution. Yeah. It's just a gosh darn piece of paper. Things that we are seeing so many people that are stalled, silent on the abuses of the law. We're having things thrown at us and say it's a mandate. It's a law. You must. They paint the picture that everybody is the same. We're all in this together. Therefore, we have the right to tell everybody that everyone should wear a mask. You should do this. This is essential. This is not essential. This is a major psyop, Chris. I think you'll agree with me. This is a great psyop. The masterminds behind this, the control that they have over the American people, and they're getting more. They're getting more control because as people don't go back to work, return back to work because their job is gone now. Their brick and mortar's job is gone. They're now relying on a stimulus check. So if you don't comply and don't do the right things, guess what? We're going to cut off your stimulus check. You either obey us or you don't get your money. So guess what's going to happen? They're going to get more power, Chris, over the American people.
Oh, absolutely, Steve. I consider this mask to be the first elemental mark of the beast. If you don't put it on and comply, they won't buy or sell to you, and you'll have to leave out because their corporate policies say that you must wear a mask irrespective of the ADA or HIPAA or exemptions that are provided under those particular guidelines. Further, I don't understand why the Bar, Justice Department, the FBI, and others are not aware of Federal Rule of Evidence of 702, qualification of an expert witness, requiring them to be third-party peer-reviewed actual scientists with observable, measurable, and repeatable outcomes in the tests that validate the basis or lack thereof of a so-called test. And being that these people who are perpetrating this hoax on the world are so financially beneficial by their plans and schemes and artifices and devices, I hear music.
Chris, I hear the music. I hear the music. Hold that thought. We'll come right back to you. Robert in Central Texas, you're after that. Stay tuned. This is the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What? What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The crown, another ragtag band declaring independence, laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkin sitting here for John Stadmiller. I'm going to go back to Chris. Chris, try to wrap this up in about a minute. I've got a lot of calls lining up here, and I don't want to cheat anybody. People tend to drop off after a while. I don't want that to happen. So go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Absolutely. Well, anytime that anyone's going to be a material witness in anything, they must be fair, neutral, unbiased. They can't have conflicts, financial vested interest, a stake in the game, or the conflicts and biases their neutrality and makes them unavailable to be an expert in anything. Further, the CDC and the WHO are not American institutions. They're foreign international organizations, and they have quite a bit to do with the Chinese government and others against our interests. So it's absolutely bizarre that we're quoting foreign entities as the so-called experts to support Fauci and Gates, terroristic threats against the world, trying to destroy our nation and the world. So thank you very, very much, Steve. God bless America.
I like that. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Chris. Back to the phones here, going to Robert in Central Texas. You're on the show.
Hey, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Good today. What's on your mind?
I got a couple of things, so you can just cut me off. I was reading the L.A. Times article today on the executive orders that Trump signed over the weekend.
Okay.
And one of them was the $400 a week unemployment down from 600. But the way I read it, that was supposed to be something the federal government did to offset, to help the state, not over and above what they were already getting. That's just the way I read it. So maybe something happened somewhere, everybody's getting this extra money. But the way I read it, it was supposed to help the state offset their unemployment benefits.
That's good. I'm not really sure on that one. But I can tell you right now, nothing's for free. The stimulus check, right. you will have to file taxes. Because none of the there were no deductions taken out of your stimulus check. Unless you requested to have deductions taken out of your stimulus check, you will file a tax return, and they will take their money back. And not at a very high interest rate. I believe the interest rate is around 10%, but they will take money back. Of course, they just it was just printed up anyway. You know, it's pretty simple to hand out somebody else's money. But there is no free money. There's no free ride.
Right, and the other thing was on the what he did this weekend is he wanted to defer the payroll tax. He says he wants to terminate it, which we know that's not going to happen. But for the way the article read is that you might be on the hook for that, or you probably will on your 1040 when you file your taxes again anyway. Again, no free rides.
Right,
and exactly. Another thing, if you don't mind, I got a Fire Stick, and I unlocked it, and so I got some apps, and I watch the news every morning out of South Korea, France, Venezuela, all kind of places. And I've seen what they're doing to their population. And Asians are generally a pretty docile society. And what they're doing to these South Koreans with the taking the temperatures, kind of like metal scanners as they walk in the stores.
Yep.
Their school.
Now,
kids,
I think it does. It does facial recognition on top of a temperature, surface temperature. Believe so.
And I think that's what the 6 foot is all about, so it gets the temperature. I don't know. Maybe I was just conspiracy. But I was watching what they're doing to the school kids. They've got their little bulletproof things around their desk, and they laminated the top of their desk, the sanitizer, and they got a little hand sanitizer. I just think it's very interesting to watch other countries to see what they're doing. But it's going to come here. That's my opinion. And
it may be. I mean, they've kind of conditioned us, Robert, with the narrative.
Yes.
If you watch TV, we're all in this together. The new normal. They throw those phrases around, and they're slowly conditioning us. This is the frog in the pot of water. That's they turn it onto a slow boil. They gradually increase the temperature. They gradually add more restrictions onto us.
Yeah.
This is the pot. This is the frog in the boiling pot of water, slowly turned up.
And another thing I would like to throw out you real quick, these local executive orders, whatever you want to call them, orders, when do they expire? When do they have to be reevaluated? Nobody said anything to me about that.
Yep.
So let's say they're doing it for the public health. Well, what happens if you've got some mayor that says, well, I think guns are a public health, I'm going to write an executive order, and you can't have one anymore.
Yeah.
And nobody's questioned any of this stuff.
I mean, you're right. It's an open-ended situation here. They have not designated the time that it would end, because they probably think it's going to continue. I don't know. Nobody's put a deadline on it. It's going to stop on this date. So I guess the idea of putting a stop date or stop time on the mandates of wearing masks would mean that it eventually will come to an end. But it may not come to an end, Robert.
Well, right. And at least 90 days, and then we got to reevaluate. That sounds like
I would think that would be the common way to do it. Yeah, makes sense.
And then I just want a quick story. You know, I work in Waco. So a guy I work with went down to the Golden Corral there to get something to eat, and he doesn't like wearing a mask. But here he walks up there. He's 73 years old. There's a big 6 foot something, and don't get me wrong about this. I'm just what I'm trying to explain to you. Big black rent-a-cop there. One is the first part of the intimidation. Got this big black guy there. And he says, I can't wear a mask for physical requirements. Guy says, I don't care. You got to leave. Why didn't he say, well, get your manager here. Let's read this thing, because I've read it many a times, and let's go through it. But nobody will challenge these people.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. I'm thoroughly convinced that I'm going to, at some point in time, I like challenging the stupidity of people and their mandates. So nothing yet. So far, so good. I've walked clear on this one. But there might be a time when somebody says, no, you will. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not. And I'm going to make a good case for it. And, you know, like I said before, I said it on my Sunday show, and I said it today on 1360 AM. We need to point to the exceptionalism of these people that hand down the mandates, the orders. People like Fauci, people like Gates, people who don't follow their own rules. Now, we saw over the weekend, we saw last couple of days, we saw two people pass away. We saw John Lewis die, and we saw Herman Cain die. Now, there's a 10 rule at a funeral. And these people violated that huge. There were like 400 people at both funerals, probably at least that, maybe more. But the point is, it's right. The rules, and the rules apply to us, but they don't apply to them. It's the exceptionalism that we need to point out. And if you get pulled on the carpet and you get fined and you go before a judge, you ask the judge this one question. Does the law apply to all, sir, your honor? Does the law apply to all? He's gonna look at you. He's going to say, yes, the law applies to all. It's fair, and it applies to all. Then explain this to me. Explain me this 10 rule to me, and then somebody else can violate it, and there's no consequences, but there's consequences with me.
Well, Steve, your friend Ron McDonald wrote that book, They Own It All, Including You, and I bought it and read it. So if you go through there, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from that book. So I guess if you go in there and ask them if the law applies to all of us, if it has the fringe around the flag, you know, I don't think it does. Anyway, one other thing, and I'll let you go. I'm watching an old TV show, that Fear Factor show, and they had G. Gordon Liddy on it.
Okay.
And, you know, he's FBI, and you know he's a Watergate. You're talking about a psychopath. Yep. That guy is a straight-up psychopath, man.
Hey, Robert, anyway, need to push on here. Got lots of calls. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, thank appreciate you. It. Take care.
You got it. All right, first-time caller here to John's show while I'm here. A new member of the RBN team here has a show on the network Monday through Friday starting at 12 noon. Richard Carey, the name of the show is called Beyond the Official Narrative. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Steve. Hi. I'd like to talk about the masking for a minute.
Okay.
I have an article here. This is from the New England Journal of Medicine on their website, NEJM.org. And this was published on the 1st of April, entitled Universal Masking in Hospitals in the COVID-19 Era. So I'd like to get your thoughts on at least a couple of the paragraphs at the start and end. As the SARS-CoV pandemic continues to explode, hospital systems are scrambling to intensify their measures for protecting patients and healthcare workers from the virus. An increasing number of frontline providers are wondering whether this effort should include universal use of masks by all healthcare workers. Universal masking is already standard practice in Hong Kong, Singapore, and other parts of Asia, and has recently been adopted by a handful of U.S. hospitals. We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. Public health authorities define a significant exposure to COVID-19 as face-to-face contact within 6 feet with a patient with symptomatic COVID-19 that is sustained for at least a few minutes, and some say more than 10 minutes or even 30. The chance of catching COVID-19 from a passing interaction in a public space is therefore minimal. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. The calculus may be different, however, in healthcare settings. First and foremost, the mask is a core component of the personal protective equipment, PPE, clinicians need when caring for symptomatic patients with respiratory viral infections in conjunction with gown, gloves, and eye protection. Masking in this context is already part of routine operations for most hospitals. What is less clear is whether a mask offers any further protection in healthcare settings in which the wearer has no direct interactions with symptomatic patients. Now, I don't know if you would agree with that. I mean, I don't know how standard that is in the hospitals. I know you've traveled around, right, to a lot of different states. You've worked as a nurse in a lot of facilities.
Right.
And I mean, from what I understand, the idea of, okay, and it's mostly designed for surgeons where you have an open wound. Isn't that correct?
Right.
I mean,
yeah. And the masks themselves, when we're talking about a virus, how small a virus is, the N95 mask will filter out 95% of the particulate, but we're not talking, it's nothing that's going to filter out and protect you from the COVID virus. It's not going to. It was never designed for that. And in the operating setting, we're talking about the best of conditions, sterile procedure in a surgery. On regular floors, regular masks are used here and there, N95 sometimes. You know, there's a way to fit an N95 mask. It's a saccharin test where you put it on. You try two different ones on. They try to figure out what you can smell or taste, and they spray saccharin in a little spray bottle outside your mask. And if you can taste it, well, you got the wrong size mask on. So they give you a different size mask that give it really, you know, kind of really covers your face and your nose, your mouth. So, you know, there's a way to properly fit those masks, and that's a hospital protocol. This right now, you know, on the box of a mask, if you read these masks, it'll tell you will not protect you against coronavirus. Nobody seems to be reading the fine print on these masks. I've looked at the masks. I've seen the label, and it's the legal disclaimer for a company who sells these, and many of them are coming from China, by the way. But it's to protect them legally that if you wear one of their masks, that you're not supposed to get the virus, but you can still. So like I said, right now, there are a lot of people who are just not thinking, Richard. They're not thinking. Fear is taking over, and there's no common sense, and there's no questioning. I mean, just last week, Fauci is now saying a strong suggestion of wearing goggles on top or a face shield on top of having your mask. I mean, what else is he going to come up with? I got a quote right here just the other day from Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, the expert here, the czar of the coronavirus. Anthony Fauci says that the chance of coronavirus vaccine being highly effective is not great. Is not great. But Donald Trump is telling us 80%. They're looking for an 80% percentage effectiveness for this coronavirus on something that's already changed at least six times already. It's morphed into something else six different times. It's impossible. But you see, they have to keep this thing going, Richard. This is not about a virus. The virus is an excuse.
Well, I've seen
the patsy is Wuhan, China. There are many, many objectives to why this thing was taken off, why this thing was carried out. This was a psyops. This is a psychological operation. COVID-19 is just that, and they're not done yet. They're not done tanking the economy. They've got more on their plate for this agenda. They're not done.
I've seen very compelling short videos with a gentleman using an air oxygen quality monitor. It goes off when it's like, I think like 17% is already the dangerous level, or 0.17, and then like under like 20 or something is. But he's confirming that you're not getting enough oxygen, too much carbon dioxide in there with the mask on your face, and it's hard to say. I mean, there's a paragraph at the end here talking about the symbolism, just like Fauci. If he could hold me over, I could mention there. But some people out there have mentioned it's like 0.7. With most of the mask fabric, microns, and then it's 0.003 for the virus. Uh-huh. Others say that it can't even be airborne. I'm wondering what your opinion is on whether or not it can be airborne.
Well, they're telling us it's airborne. I mean, I don't work in a laboratory. I've got a couple of callers down the line here, Tom in Utah, who's a retired pathologist. He could probably give us more information on that. Personally, we're told it's a virus that's respiratory droplets. That's why you wear the mask, to contain the respiratory droplets. But at the same time, right, they're saying respiratory droplets, but then you walk into a restaurant with your mask on, sit down and then expel your respiratory droplets into the air, which is picked up by the air conditioning system and distributed around the whole entire restaurant. You see, it's the stuff that doesn't make any sense. The inconsistencies of what they tell you And later on, you trip them up on to say, what about this? There's nobody asking these questions like I'm asking right now. Why is it okay to take your mask off? Why do you have to fly on an aircraft with a mask on, but then you can remove the mask to eat your meal or drink your drink? You're expelling respiratory droplets, and it's being taken in by the aircraft ventilation system and is distributed throughout the entire cabin. See, it's those inconsistencies is what we need to point out, because it's nonsense. When you put it all together, it's nonsense. It does not make science. This is pseudoscience. Hey, I need to take more calls. Thank you for your call, Richard. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we are back. Dire Straits, six-blade knife. I tell you, when I was a kid, I used to have a knife. It had six blades on it. You could do that. Carry it around. Nobody said a word about it. Today, you have a six-blade knife, and somebody calls the police on you, and Child Protective Services come to your house and deem you the parents as a bad parent, takes the knife, and probably takes the child. 6-blade knife. Amazing. Going back to the phones again here, our good friend and host on the network with Perception Management, Mr. Keith Rogers. Hey, Keith.
Hello, Gator. Yeah. Hey, you know, just as an update, that article for the New England School of Journal, I was at my doctor's office last time, and he had those medical magazines on the visiting room. And I had beforehand printed off that exact article there, which has been updated 3 times, by the way, which says the same exact thing. It's just a psychological thing. But I went and I asked my doctor. I said, what do you think of this journal? I said, it's a bunch of crap, isn't it? He said, oh, no. He says, it's a well-respected journal. And then I showed him that, you know, the print off that I have. So, but anyway, the reason I'm calling in, though, when you look at Germany post-war, when they were asking people, why did you let this happen? There was an elderly lady, I can't remember her name, was German anyway, but she says, well, it's like water on granite. She says, you don't see it, but the constant drips after drips after drips erodes the rock, you know, solid granite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she says, it all came in drip by drip. And if anyone would review the, like the Yellow Vest movement in France, where the people were interviewed, not the government, but the people. And that's no different than a crime scene here where there's an auto accident or shooting or something like that. The cops go around, they formulate the, whatever they can from the so-called eyewitnesses, and then the media talks to the police. And that's where the official story comes from. And this is, like I say, my show deals with what those in power, this deep state, have been doing to other countries for decades. Whether it's, and of course it's been used as the communism and socialism and stuff, but what it breaks down is they always install these right-wing, neo-fascist governments that control their people after destroying God knows how much of their homes, housing, all that stuff like that, their food, poisoning their food. There's many CIA that have bravely came forward and explained this. And so all I can say is after the hours and hours and hours, months and months of study, is what they once did abroad, they're doing here at home now. And I guess in a way I can't feel sorry for the Americans that don't realize what's going on, because they sat by idle, worried about their gender equality, what the football sports teams were doing and stuff. They could name a football player's entire scoring record and everything like that, but they didn't care about what was going on in some other country. It's the same with listening to them build up the bombing for Iraq, and all the media was on board, and then to find out it was all over a lie.
Right.
So, you know, this complacency that they have put on the American people has now come back to haunt them. And so, like Pastor Wright had once said, America's chickens will come home to roost.
It's true. It's true.
So that's about
Keith,
it there.
Thanks for those words. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Second hour coming up. National Intel Report. Stay tuned for that.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.